Hello everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with Cross and Throne Ministries. Our web address is crossandthrone.com, or if that's too hard for you, go to paulsevangel.com. So crossandthrone.com or Paul's Evangel, they are two addresses for the same residence. So please go there and you can download these programs for free and listen to them at your leisure. Just want to remind everyone, we're having a conference here in Chicago, September 18th through the 20th. And please come out as we are going to be heralding Paul's Evangel with other fellow believers. Come up and enjoy the good time. Well, today I have a special guest. It is Mr. Martin Zender.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
And for those of you who don't know, this is kind of a reunion. Last time Martin and I were on the radio together, we got kicked off. We got kicked off by the clergy. So if you're a clergyman and you're listening, we ask that you either turn a channel or you pay attention and get some freedom. So, Martin, it's been about 2 years since we've been on the radio together.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's an accident, probably. Yeah, that's right. They didn't like it the first time, so yeah. It's been a long time coming the second time.
Well, here's why, because one of the things, for those of you who know, we teach that Jesus Christ is a successful Savior, that when He died on the cross, it was an act in which He succeeded in saving mankind. The work of the Lord Jesus Christ is not limited. We do not teach a limited atonement. We teach the work of Christ was successful for all mankind. But not only did that offend the preachers here in the Chicagoland area, but another teaching that offends the preachers in the Chicagoland area, and the reason why it offends them is because it keeps offerings out of their plates, is that we teach freedom from sin without church. We teach that a man is free from sin without anyone's help, outside, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you agree with that, Martin?
Well stated. Couldn't have said it better myself, which is why I let you keep talking, because you said it so well.
All right. Well, we are here talking over the next number of days here. For those of you who have been listening, we've been studying Ephesians, and we take a little break here for Martin and I to talk. And last time, we talked in Ephesians 2, and I made a reference to Ephesians 2 where Paul says, "And you, being dead to your offenses and sins in which you once walked." Now, I want you to notice that, and I pointed out last time that Ephesians builds upon Romans 6. And the reason why I had Martin on this program is because he wrote a book called How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. And in this book, Martin points out the fact that you and I positionally are dead to sin regardless of our practice. And in Ephesians 2, it says, "In you being dead to your offenses and sins in which once you walked." Now, these Ephesian believers still had lust in their hearts. They still looked at women lustfully. They still struggled. They still had weaknesses. And yet Paul says they once walked in them, because positionally in Christ, we are perfect. And Martin, I think this is an important truth that has today, people spend so much time struggling with sin and not realizing that sin is too powerful for them. They're trying to fight an enemy which they can never possibly defeat. And you know, some of the things people invent, they think that by going to more church services or abstaining from certain foods, dieting, fasting, praying, reading more scripture or something like that, they think that through all these events or all these activities, they can somehow suppress the sin that comes from within them. How does your book address this?
Well, they're not only fighting that, they're fighting an enemy that's already been dealt with. This enemy doesn't even exist anymore on God's side of the window pane. God's opinion of us is of peace and conciliation, and He is not reckoning us according to our sins anymore. And so the shocking thing there is we're harder on ourselves than God is on us. And my book deals with this. People have actually died from dreams. People have nightmares that they're laying in their beds. They're as peaceful as can be on the outside, but inside their minds are exploring these horrible things, these turmoils, and it affects the body. People have actually died in their sleep. There are many people dying consciously in their daily lives because they imagine that God is still a God who's holding their sins against them. He's ready to condemn them at their first misstep, And it's the farthest thing from the truth. And yet, if you believe this, it's going to affect your peace, it's going to affect your walk. And the whole time, you're actually believing a lie. And so you got to feel for these people because they're fighting an unnecessary battle. That's the tragedy of it, is we have this truth in Romans chapter 6 that says how we're free. Well, that verse you just read in Ephesians, some versions might actually say, you might correct me on this, dead in sin.
Yeah, they say you're dead.
But the concordant version says you're dead to sin. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to point this out. The only way you can be dead to sin is if there is still sin operating on some level in your life. We're not made sinless yet, and that's by design.
We'll probably get into that as the time as we get on in these programs. But people think that they can. One of the things we'll point out is the concordant version. And those of you listening know we promote the concordant version, the concordant commentary. And we're going to see that mortality is what produces sin. As long as you are in these bodies, you are always going to have this problem. Now the question is, how do we deal with it? How do we deal with it? And this is what your book addresses. I'm just going to read from page 14 of Martin Zender's book, How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. And this is a book for people with weaknesses. And on page 14, and I'm going to read three small paragraphs here. And this is what you say. Is it possible to be free from sin even while sinning? Now, I'm going to read that again.
Yeah, because that's radical truth.
Okay, because I'm going to read that. Is it possible to be free from sin even while sinning? Is it possible to be free from sin and the guilt associated with it even while narrowing your eyes at Lauren Bacall or some other beautiful woman and leaning toward her match? I know what religion has told you. Religion has told you that freedom from sin means you don't sin anymore. Yeah, right. I'm sorry, I've never met anyone. Just to tell you a story, I remember once a man was telling at a Bible study I was at, and he was telling my friend that when you become saved or when you become a believer, you don't sin anymore.
Yeah, right, yeah, sure.
And then I looked at him, and this man had been, the two men were teaching this. One man had been out of work for a year, and he was struggling to pay his bills, and the other man's wife was sitting there who was teaching this, and I said, does your wife agree with you?
That you don't sin anymore?
Yeah, the wife didn't answer, obviously. He didn't like that I answered. And then the other guy was out of work. I mentioned I appointed him. I said, let me ask you something. You've been out of work for over a year. Have you worried at all where the next paycheck's coming from? Have you worried at all about how you're going to provide for your family? And you saw the man contemplate, and then he looked at me with anger and called me the devil.
Because if he answered yes to that, then he's a sinner. He's worrying.
He's going to hell according to himself. So he says, I know what religion has told you. Religion has told you that freedom from sin means that you don't sin anymore. But is this God's thought? If this is God's thought, then no one today can be free from sin. At least none of the honest people who made it past paragraph 6. Now, you have to read this book to get some of this stuff. But I generally find that God's thoughts and the thoughts of Orthodox religion are two different things. I'm happy to report it's the case here. This book, now here's what you say, this book is written and dedicated to all the poor sinners in the world who can't stop sinning. And by the way, if you're out there and you think you've stopped sinning, you might turn the channel. This book is written and dedicated to all the poor sinners in the world who can't stop sinning, but who love or want to love the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the good news. You have already been freed from sin. Now, wow. You just said this book is written to sinners who can't stop sinning, and you tell them your good news is you've already been freed from sin. Now, come on. Are you actually telling me that if I still sin, I'm free from sin?
That's an objective truth because the whole thing is based on Jesus Christ's accomplishment. And the reason this is a shock to most people is because they've been taught that their salvation depended on them. They had to make the wise decision to go to the altar and accept Christ. If that's the case, then your salvation also depends on continuing to behave yourself and to do the right things. We're not advocating not behaving yourself or not doing the right thing. What we're saying is, what I'm saying in this book is that the fact of your freedom, and notice I say the fact of your freedom, is the only effective thing against the flesh, to recognize the fact that God is now smiling on you no matter what you do. These are big sins, little sins. Dan, these people that say they don't sin anymore,
yeah,
they're probably talking about maybe big sins. Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. Oh, I haven't even done any of these things. Well, really, you know, have you worried? Have you coveted any of your neighbor's goods? These little nagging things that people do count.
Well, and what I have found in the so-called holiness group is that they set themselves up at the standard. So anything they do is not sin. So what usually happens in groups who think they stop sinning and they don't sin anymore is they make themselves a standard.
Right.
And then what do? When they sin, it's not really a sin. It's something else.
Yeah.
They excuse it or else, you know, like the Romans 2 says, they accuse or excuse one another. And but that won't do. Because there's only one standard, and it's God's standard.
Which is perfection.
Yes.
You know, so God help any perfectionist listening to us right now, because you're on a horrible, you have a horrible life and a horrible burden to carry every day.
And here's the other thing. Somebody who thinks that they stop sinning altogether and they're free from sin in their actions, they're saying that they are just as good as Jesus Christ in their actions.
Why did he have to die, I wonder?
Exactly. Well, Romans 6 is what we're going to be discussing here over the next few days, and the book here is How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. And let me just point out something here. A lot of people in the Reformation, Martin Luther brought out the teaching, the just shall live by faith. Martin Luther brought that out, you know, in a lot have found freedom from the fact that a man is justified gratuitously. If you're listening to this program, you've heard us say many times that it's in grace through faith are you saved, and this is not out of you.
Yeah, I've heard you repeat that verse quite frequently.
It's not out of you, not out of you. Nothing came out of you, nothing, not your faith, your works, your words, anything. There's nothing that came out of you that merited your salvation. God justifies you gratuitously as you are, as an irreverent sinner. God declares righteous a sinner. Now, the question is, a lot of people have believed the truth of the cross work of Christ is good enough. It's good enough for your individual justification, but what they have not realized, that in the same manner in which Jesus Christ became our righteousness, he is also our holiness. And that's what your book is about, our positional truth. Positional truth in Christ. The book is How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. We're going to be talking about this. Stay tuned to this program.
You can find the book at martinzender.com.
Go to
my website, and the book is for sale as we speak, and I think operators are standing by. I'll check on that as soon as we close the program here.
Yeah, you got about 30 of them sitting there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, waiting for the, is it a prayer line?
It's a prayer circle.
Prayer circle.
Prayer circle.
Okay.
You got to have a circle or God doesn't hear you.
But how much money do they have to offer to get their prayers answered?
Oh, well, you know, we can talk about that in the next show. Okay. Like, it's a long list. I forget what the...
Martin's website is martinzender.com. You can also get the same book at our website at crossandthrone.com or paulsevangel.com. Just to remind everyone again, Martin and I will be here in the Chicagoland area for our conference on September 18th through the 20th here in the Chicagoland area. Go to our website and you can see the information on that at crossandthrone.com. And we're also going to be in Hidden Fall Ranch in Amarillo, Texas on October 9th through the 11th. That's Hidden Fall Ranch, October 9th to the 11th in Amarillo, Texas. Go to our website again. If you want us down in your area, let us know. Go to our website again. You can get these programs for free. And don't forget to get a copy of the Concordant Version and the Concordant Commentary at crossandthrone.com. Until next time, everyone, remember this. The closer you draw near to Christ, the less ceremonial and religious you will be.